Yeah, I wish I could say I contributed in some way, but no, it was super cool and really happy for all those guys. And yeah, as a fan, I mean, it's just, it was interesting. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and it's just crazy your emotions and how different it is when you can't do anything about it. You know, you're just sitting there watching, and it's like, you know, you're just trying to pull them through. But it was really cool, you know, the World Series. And like I've told you guys a thousand times, postseason baseball is one of my favorite things and to watch. So when your team's in it, it's super exciting. So great week, big win for the whole city of Atlanta. And there's a lot of Braves fans kind of around the southeast, so it was really, really cool.
Yeah. This week, your fans have come up, and do you see a connection, and not see a connection, but do you understand, like, loving something that much?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, I'm certainly not going to knock anybody for having a passion for someone or something or a sport or a team or whatever it is. So whether you're on my side or not, I think having that passion of either loving someone or disliking them is good for everyone in this room, to be honest.
You, the Bulldogs are number one, Braves won the championship.
I know, it's crazy.
Chase Elliott might get a second championship on Sunday. It's a good time for Georgia.
Yeah.
Any pressure to, like, keep it rolling?
I don't really feel any additional pressure. I'm just excited about it. I mean, it's awesome. You know, the Dogs and the Braves are kind of my two teams that I've always pulled for, and to see them having success is really cool. So, yeah, and then on our end, have a great opportunity this weekend. And, you know, that's the most important thing to me. But, yeah, just excited to be here and looking forward to, you know, looking forward to Sunday and, you know, getting the weekend rolling. So I feel like we can go, you know, go out there and have a really good run.
Georgia fans are kind of conditioned that the sky was going to fall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine. It was like a bad dream, you know. I was waiting on something to happen. But, you know, those guys have that was one thing that really impressed me about it, honestly, was the majority of that team had never been to the World Series. And I just thought it was really cool, the composure that they exemplified. And to be able to get the job done on the road like that would have to be a – never done it. But I would have to imagine that would be a tough environment to play in. So just yeah, you know, when they went up 7-0, I'm like, man, let's get this thing over with. You know, they had some quick innings on offense, and like part of me was like, ah, you know, yeah, like would love to see some more hits. But the other part of me, I'm like, let's get this done. You know, like the quicker it gets done, the better. So it was fun to watch, and I enjoyed it, and glad I got to go to the games in Atlanta and see see them win a couple, and wish they could have finished it off there. But I mean, who cares? They still got it done.
Where did you watch the game? What is Chase Elliott like watching a clinching game of his favorite team?
I stood up for sure. I stood up and made some noise. Yeah, I was just at home by myself watching my mom. I watched the first part with my mom a little bit, and then I finished it off. It was, you know, getting pretty late, so it was really, really cool though. And then obviously, you know, your phone starts blowing up there. I feel like we all just, no one said a word. I feel like we all just had this mutual understanding of do not say a word, you know, until it was over. So, yeah, it was fun.
What inning did you get there on Sunday?
I'm not sure. It was probably halfway through the game or something. It was fairly late. I think they were tied. Yeah. Might have been. Yeah, you know, I think it's just more kind of going through the motions last year and just learning, you know, I think more about ourselves and through that experience than it is anything else. You know, we didn't have any experience with it last year, and we were able to put our heads down and get the job done. So hopefully we're, you know, even more prepared now, and we can go and do it again. Yeah, they – Yeah, for sure. I mean, I haven't seen it in person, but they were showing me some pictures earlier, which was really cool. And you know, yeah, it was a big weekend. Honestly, it's hard to believe it was a year ago already. It's kind of nuts to me. But you know, the great news is we don't just have to come and enjoy it and, you know, be done with it. We have another opportunity to try to do it again, and that's where my head's at, and that's, you know, where our team's head's at. It's just thinking about that and trying to execute a really, really solid weekend.
Does this year feel different in terms of, I guess, competition or maybe within the team compared to last year?
Not really. I feel like our prep is, you know, we kind of prepare the same way as a group, and our team at the 9 car has not changed really any, and we're I feel like we're in a good place, and I feel like we've performed really well these last couple of weeks, so I don't feel like much has changed from that front.
Are you at a point in your career where, and maybe this is really probably unfair, but it's your season's almost defined of whether it's a championship or not?
I mean, that's my goal for sure, you know, so anything short of that is, you know, we didn't accomplish our goals is how I view it. So, yeah, I mean, we want to go and win races and battle and win a championship every year. I mean, that's what we step out to do when we leave for Daytona. So I don't think that's any different for anybody.
You guys get practice qualifying this week, which you guys have had a lot of this year. What does that do? What are you guys looking for tomorrow in practice that's going to set up the rest of the weekend for you?
Yeah, I mean, great question. We haven't had practice in a minute, so we'll just have to wait and see, but hopefully make the right choices and, you know, kind of tune in what we feel like will be the best. You know, obviously we set the car up and left the shop with what we feel like is the best to go line up and race. I mean, this is how we would line up and run the race if we didn't have any practice. So we'll just have to try to improve that a little bit.
Does going through this experience a year ago give you more calmness, relaxed, been there, kind of done that, or are you still, you know, nervous energy or just excitement or whatever that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, like I said, I felt like we learned a lot about ourselves, you know, last year and really what we were capable of and how we could focus on the right things and go and ultimately get the job done. And I feel like our group has exemplified that, you know, that weekend and since. And I think having gone through that experience once, we can hone in on the things that matter most and make our car go as fast as possible and execute a good race. And I think just making sure you're focusing on the right things is really the most important piece of the weekend, and I feel like our group's very capable of doing that.
Denny Hamlin said that if himself or Kyle didn't win the championship, it'd essentially be disappointment of the season. I'm curious what your thoughts were on that and if it gives you a little more motivation to go out there and win it.
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody's got an opinion, and I don't make the rules for the format. The format is what it is. So what I know is I have an opportunity to go and battle for a championship on Sunday. And outside of that, like I told you a minute ago, if it doesn't make us go faster, I'm not concerned about it. So we have enough motivation amongst our team to go get the job done. And that's where our focus is.
Chase, has it ever, annoyed you that the new guy on the team won 9 races?
No. I mean, look, when people set out to go race and you do a good job and you execute race as well and you don't make many mistakes, you should be rewarded for it. I'm not ever going to knock somebody for doing a good job, you know, behind the wheel or on the pit box or on pit road. Like, when you do a good job, you should be rewarded for it, and rightfully so.
Do you feel like racing a teammate feels the same as racing anyone else?
It does, really. I mean, we both want to win this weekend, right? I mean, I would want to win just as bad if it was 3 other guys versus having a teammate in the bunch. So, I feel like the will and the drive to win is the same.
You think Larson has helped elevate the game as a whole at Hendrick Motorsport and kind of really pushed you, pushed Bowman, pushed Willie B?
Yeah, I mean, look, they, like I said, they've done a great job, and we all want to win. So when it's not you, you want to improve. So yeah, I think they've, Kyle and Cliff have performed on a high level all season long, and they should be, and they have been rewarded for that.
This is the last ride with this generation's car, Chase.
Yeah.
After this weekend, how much of the notebook that you've accumulated since your rookie year, how much of that do you throw away?
It's a great question. Probably a lot of it. I mean, it's it was crazy. I was walking through the shop on Monday and Tuesday, and you know, looking at those cars, last cars that Hendrick Motorsports built from the ground up, which is kind of crazy. And I don't know that a lot of people have thought about that, but yeah, it's you know, things are going to change, and we need to adapt and try to adapt quickly. I don't know how much of it'll translate over, but we'll see. Yeah, I don't know until we kind of get going and see how the dynamic works. But to me, there's a lot of unknowns about the car, and I haven't really spent a lot of time reading into it yet. So we'll see.
Do you feel like there's any more pride that comes with winning the final championship in this era of the car, especially being that it's built in-house?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly drive to want to win always. But, yeah, last car – you don't know how things are going to change or be next year. So, yeah, I definitely think it's the environment's rapidly changing.
Go back. I've just got up here. But coming into this week, it's been a great week for you. It's, obviously making the Final Four, but your Braves won the World Series, and you're on a high right now with everything else. Just your emotions coming here as the defending champion.
Yeah, just looking forward to the week. Like I've said, obviously – it was great to be a Braves fan this week and to watch your team get the job done. It was super exciting and fun and something I've never experienced before. So that was everything you would think it would be, right? Obviously this is the most important thing to me is our race this weekend and trying to go perform at a high level. I think we're very capable of doing that. And, I don't see any reason why we can't go be really good on Sunday.
Were you in Houston?
No. No, I was at home.
Chase, what will it be like to have qualifying practice this weekend in the sense of, in years past, when you have practice qualifying, you see who's at the top of the board. Or, if somebody wants to, somebody's fast, they can make a statement that way. You certainly haven't had that opportunity so many times the last year and a half. What can that mean? Or, and to be that top guy or not to be overwhelmed by not being that top guy after qualifying practice?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can read into it as much or as little as you want. So, for me, I'm just going to focus on the way I want the car to drive and try to get it as close to that natural feeling that I want. And we'll get it as close as we can, and we'll see where we stack up on Sunday. So this deal's not over until the checkered flag waves. We all know that. So getting tore up over how Friday goes, I think, is doing yourself and your team a pretty large disservice. Yeah, that's what they were saying earlier. I'm super glad to hear that. And I feel like Phoenix has been a great host. I'd love to see it continue to jump around, but I appreciate everybody out here in the Phoenix area supporting us and those that have traveled in to see it too. So, been a great host and hope it's a good show for them.
If NASCAR does want to go to a long-term championship host, do you think Phoenix can be that viable long-term host?
I don't think anybody should be a long-term host. I mean, I think this deal should move around. This is a great racetrack. Yes, it's a great area. Yes, the weather's good. Yes, it has all the right ingredients to be a good final weekend for us. But we should, we should share this weekend with other places around the country.
Just get back to this weekend a little bit more. Do you feel a little more pressure being the defending champion, especially in a one race deal?
I honestly don't. I feel really good, and I feel like our team is very laid back and ready to go try to perform at a high level, and that's going to be what rewards you the most. So again, if it's not gonna make us go faster, we don't care about it right now.
With you being laid back, like you said, Hamlin got booed. He called out your fan base, and it was like, what the hell? You didn't even have a dog in that fight. I mean, did that kind of surprise you? I mean, it came out of the left field.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. I don't know that much really surprises me, but like I said, everybody's got their opinions and they're entitled to them, and that's good and great and, whatever. But, again, like I said a minute ago, I think that passion for either liking or disliking someone is good. Like, for everyone here, for me, for y'all, for the people watching, for TV, It's good to have that passion, whichever side you're on. If someone's making noise, they care. And whether that's a cheer or a boo, they care. So relish in the fact that they're there to watch and they care about what you're doing.
Was there a message that was on the Dawsonville pool room sign when you left? Or did you go by? Did you see anything before you left for Phoenix?
No, I didn't see anything. No special message this week.
But you're becoming the king of the comeback. So I mean, you're when Denny fires one off or somebody fires, you quit back pretty quick. Is that in your nature? Or what bring, you know, most people have to think about that type of stuff. You don't seem to have to.
No, I just try to speak my mind, I guess, and I try to be pretty simple. I'm not very smart, so I just try to keep it simple and straightforward. Thanks.
Can you give me a sense of, a lot of times we've seen some of these races come up with late race restarts. So in a lot of cases, maybe on older tires. What are the challenges here, this track, especially where the start finish line, the restart zone is? If there's anything in particular that's a little more of a challenge trying to get through a restart, especially in a late race situation?
It is tough, and I've never seen a racetrack change the way it feels. Well, let me take that back. I wouldn't have never thought that moving the start-finish line could make a track feel so different, because I feel like it does here. And obviously the way it has impacted the restarts is, you know, a large piece of that. You know, how aggressive do you want to get cutting the apron and all those things. So it is a challenge for sure. And, you know, it's a fine line, but you got to be aggressive. You know, you want control of the race, and taking advantage of that's going to likely be a part of it.
What did you learn from your championship run last season that you've been able to apply this season coming back?
Just focusing on the right things. You know, I've said it a few times already, but look, if it's not something that's going to make us go faster, it really doesn't deserve our attention right now. And that's was really our mindset last year. And I feel like we proved a lot to ourselves and just what we can accomplish when we pull the rope in the same direction and focus on things that matter. And I feel like that's where our head's at right now, too.
It's been a while since we've done stuff like this. How important is it for you to interact with media that can get your message out to the masses of fans like we're doing here other than a Zoom call?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways to get your message out, you know. But for sure, you know, it's for the sport, I suppose, a good exposure and a way for people to talk about it and engage. So, I mean, it's... I'd rather be here today than not.
Was it last year without so much fanfare? I mean, there wasn't quite the build-up as, you know, this year with having things in person and such.
I mean, I think the build-up was still there. I mean, it's still the same things on the line, right? I mean, so, yeah. I felt like there was still a lot going on. You know, just as far as what you could accomplish was still a big deal. So, I feel very similar.
Way that Alan's been able to help you with, you know, the racing and the processes not being the same as it had been, you know, prior to winning the championship last year. Yeah, I guess in post-COVID, you know, how have you guys, you know, been able to maintain a semblance of normalcy?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like our group has just been the same. I don't really feel like a lot has changed. I mean, our pre-race prep hasn't really changed since I started working with them. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to say to that, but I don't think that I don't think much has changed for us. I mean, our group is pretty simple, and you know, we go about our business and go on down the road.
When you were asked about the spin, because last year last. Mentioned it too, that he was talking about, you know, we're trying not to be on the defense at Martinsville. Is that like a new kind of strategy or mindset for you guys, or is that something that's always been in place?
No, I think it's always been there. I mean, you know, you can look at that a few different ways, but the way I view it is, if I had made better decisions with our car and if I was going faster, you wouldn't have somebody close to you to have the opportunity to crash. So that's nobody's fault but my own.
What confused you at Martinsville? So what do you want to make the right decision?
Yeah, we were just we were between a couple different changes on the car, and I thought one was better than the other, so just kind of led us down the wrong path there. And look, you're talking very fine tune changes, so just felt like I didn't make the right choice, and that's what happens. I don't think anybody was, it wasn't like an argument or anything. We just, at the time I felt like one direction was better and, ended up not working out that way.
Is that something that can be, that you learned that helps potentially prepare, or is that just more track specific and just what you were doing at Martinsville that it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that much of that translates. I mean, I think it was just kind of more specific time, that moment, those conditions, that day, it was the wrong direction.
This weekend, do you feel like it's you against the other three, or do you feel like it's more Hendrick versus Gibbs?
Neither. I mean, I just want to go and try to have a good race and try to win. So if we win the event, then the rest will take care of itself. Well, I think for us, I feel like we're very capable, and I've said this a lot, but I just feel like when our group is at our best, I feel like we can run with whoever, and I've felt that way for a long time, and I've been really proud of the way we've run these last couple weeks. Had a really strong car at Kansas, had a really good car at Martinsville, and there's no reason why we can't go and have a shot to win this thing. I think it stays the same. We're going to have our same meetings we typically would, and I don't foresee a lot of that being much different.
Has it been that way all week leading up to it?
Yeah, everything's been the same.
What's your added motivation going into this week with all the recent Georgia sports success there's been? Does that fuel the fire even more, especially with the Braves just winning days ago?
Yeah, it'd be great. Obviously that was exciting, as a fan to watch, and I would love to – would love to bring another one back home and enjoy it with everybody. But yeah, for sure. Obviously, the dogs are good too, so we'd love to have a good weekend.
Do you get a chance to watch a lot of them play on Saturday?
Yeah, I try to. It's it just kind of depends on the weekend. Obviously, travel schedules, and this weekend might be tough with our qualifying stuff and time change. But yeah, I try to every chance I get. I don't have any plans to right now, but we'll see as they close it out.
We have already been asked this too, but how and where did you watch the Braves win?
Just on the couch, on the couch, and watched it like a lot of other people, I would say.
And then how'd you get there post Martinsville down to that game?
I just went home like normal and drove down to the stadium. Yeah, I mean, for us, like I've said, it's a great opportunity, and we're just focused on trying to go and be really fast on Sunday. It's really pretty simple. If you get your car driving good tomorrow, and you have good qualifying effort, it means you get a good pit pick, and then have your car driving to where you're really balanced on Sunday, you're likely going to be in for a good day.
Would you say, having the added pressure or competition to having a full three-day weekend of practice and qualifying versus just having the race?
I don't think it's going to really change anything much. I mean, I feel like the same guys are going to be good whether you practice for 15 days and 14 hours of practice or you don't practice at all. I think the good team and the good driver, stepping up and adapting to different circumstances is likely going to prevail. Probably 10 times out of 10 times. Yeah, well, the good news is we hadn't changed a thing from my first race at HMS with Allen and the 24 team to now or last year. So our prep and how we kind of go about things hasn't ever changed. So I don't plan on doing anything any different. Why not?
Like, I know it's a championship race, but, like, you have to have it in your mind that this is a different race weekend than others.
Yeah, and obviously the stakes are higher, for sure. The opportunity to win something is larger than it is on other weekends. However, the path to getting there is very much the same. You know, a fast race car, good decisions, executing a really solid race, all those things are going to, you know, lend you the best result. And this year, you know, this weekend and this year is no different.
Chase Elliott, the Freak Nation, and Chase, when I walk up to you, I think, whose voice is that? You got morning voice, and it's about noon. How do you get rid of that morning voice?
Talk to you guys more, I suppose.
Is that something that, again, with your routine going into this weekend, do your routines change from qualifying to race weekend versus previous race weekend?
They honestly don't. You know, our prep is very much the same since I walked in the door to Allen's office versus what it is now or going into the championship weekend last year. So we, our kind of approach is very similar, and it's the way we like it. And right, wrong, or indifferent, that's the way it's going to be.
But the intensity is different. You can't tell me waking up this week is the same as last week. Are there things that you forget to do because you're so focused on Sunday in Phoenix?
No. I mean, if it's not going to make us go faster, it just probably doesn't deserve your attention this weekend. So that's kind of how I feel about it. And, yeah, we're just focused on our race car and trying to put together a really good race. And that's going to lend us the best result. So that's what matters the most.
It's basically Joe Gibbs versus Team Hendrick out there. So if it's you and Kyle needing to help each other to beat the other two, I'm assuming you're going to go for it. But what if something comes in the way and there's an accident that's just, it's going to happen? How do you guys approach a situation like that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you try to position yourself the best you can to win the race, you know, whatever happens, happens. But yeah, try to have good decisions and or try to make good decisions, have good decision making, and see where we end up. But the best thing is to have a fast car. And if we do that, I think the rest will take care of itself.
Is there anything you're doing to prepare differently for either your teammate Kyle Larson or for the two Gibbs drivers in Hamlin or Truex?
No, my prep is very much the same.
Would you wreck someone last lap if you're in second place to get that championship?
I mean, I would prefer just to be fast enough where you're not behind them in the first place.
Good boy.
In case Kenny was over there saying he thrives off chaos, and the more it's swirling around him in his life and career, the more he likes and uses it for fuel. I don't get that sense from you. You don't want like a lot of chaos going on. What do you thrive off of? Like, I mean, do you like to chill during the week? What gets you going back to the track in the right mindset?
I thrive off just focusing on the right things and. This week it's about like it is every other week. I mean, look, if it's not going to make us go faster, then I really just don't care about it. It's not that I don't want the chaos or whatever. I just honestly don't care. Like, if it's not going to make us go faster, it doesn't matter. And that's just the fact of what it is. So, I just want to do a good job for my team. I want to go out here, have a good day of practice. I want to lead us in the right directions on the car. I want to get the car driving as close to that naturally good feeling that I want. Go out there, have a good qualifying effort, have a nice pit pick, and then put together a solid race on Sunday, and that's going to lend us the best result. So if it's not improving either one of those things, then it doesn't matter. Well, whether they're there or not, you have to focus on the things that are going to make you go faster, and that's really all that matters to me. I think it's fine. You know, I feel like it's a good group, and I think we can all go race really hard and put on a good race and race clean and all the things. So yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about anybody.
I'm sure you've been asked this. Thoughts on there's drivers who look at a second title and validating or a second title puts you in more elite group in the Cup Series. What would a second title do for you?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. I think it's obviously hard to say when you haven't accomplished that. It's kind of hard to say what if and how would you feel when you don't know, you haven't got there. So hopefully we have the opportunity to get there and can find out. So we'll see.
With this being an aggressive and 750, how do you feel coming in here? No, because there's been talk that the kids feel more confident about going to this race with that package and also the conditions in the circuit.
Yeah, I mean, I I think whatever they put down in the second lane is going to be a advantage, you know. So we typically go find the grip, and if the grip's in the second lane, that's where you're going to go until it wears off, and then you might come back to the shorter distance. But we'll see. You know, I'm going to pay close attention to the other races and see how it changes and how the guys kind of work it and move around. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously we all want to win, right? I mean, I don't know that anything really trumps that, but they've always been respectful and you know, and vice versa too. And when the shoe's on the other foot as well, I feel like Colin and I have been too. So I think it'll be a good dynamic.
My biggest question since last weekend is how in the world did you get approval to race a sprint car?
Well, the good news is the boss has been letting me go and fiddle with some other stuff, so still kind of finalizing the details, but yeah, just I want to go try new things, and why not?
And you had that Chili Bowl experience. What's it been like being with Kyle? Does he ever get in your ear and you're like, oh, you know, can you do this, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, you know, every time I've gone and raced that stuff, I always try to lean on him a little bit. You know, he's obviously he's very good at it and has had a ton of experience with it, and it's just not really a discipline that I grew up doing, so it's pretty far removed from kind of the style of racing that I did growing up, and you know, so you try to lean on that knowledge. Why not? If he's willing to help.
Speaking of that, how neat is it that owners these days are more open to kind of expand having their drivers compete in different disciplines compared to where it was at the beginning of your career, or even before you come into the Cup Series, that it was just focus on one discipline and nothing else?
Yeah, why not? You know, it's good. I think it, you know, the more diverse you can be, the better. No, I feel like it's kind of everybody's, you know, kind of on their own, and we all know that we need to, you know, go and put together a good race to have good results. So hopefully we have four fast cars, and hopefully, you know, Kyle and I can battle it out for the win.
Is there any extra pressure with trying to repeat?
No, there's really not. I'm just looking forward to the opportunity and excited to be here this weekend and trying to put together a solid few days at the track and a really solid Sunday. Well, I don't know because I hadn't done it. So, great question. Yep.
There's been a lot of chaos in the Larson household. Now that you know that his daughter's available for a new favorite driver, being with Wayne Byron, how do you sway her?
I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, but...
She was rooting for Wayne Byron to win last weekend.
Oh, was she?
Or Kansas, I guess that was.
Oh, gotcha. I hadn't kept up with it. But, yeah, I would love to be great. Take all the help I can get.
Bring the Chase side.
Why not? It was pretty nice outside, I felt like, yeah.
You weren't burning up yet?
No.
Hey, I was just curious. Napa's been a strong supporter of you all the way back to Xfinity. What does it mean to have a sponsor with that much backing behind it?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, they really changed the course of my career, honestly, so... I can't really say enough nice things about them, but they've been a great partner and have enjoyed getting to know, you know, the folks in Atlanta and the folks around the country. So really, really appreciative of what they've done for me and try to make those guys proud.
Any thoughts on doing any other forms of racing? Would you be interested in any IndyCar or any off-road racing or anything?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm all about, you know, trying new things and looking at different disciplines. So we'll see. I don't a ton. Every now and again.
I'm curious, with all the stuff that's been going on lately, you're being cast as some kind of bad guy. And you didn't come up as a bad guy. You're the guy in the white hat. What's going on?
I'm not sure. I just try to do my job and go on down the road, go as fast as I can go, and try to make my team and the folks that are close to me and support me proud.
Great. Everybody's listening to him cry about everything in the world over there. It's pretty good.
Well, good. I guess that's good. Fine with me. I don't really care.
Why Dawsonville? Why do you stay in Dawsonville?
It's just home, you know. I enjoy the area. I feel like it's a good area. Convenient area logistically. Nice weather. Get all the seasons. Just home.
So when you get to come to Phoenix, I know you guys don't get to stay long typically, but what's kind of your favorite part about coming to Arizona? Not even the track, not the championship, but is there anything that you like to do here, like to do at least when you come?
You know, the weather's typically nice, you know, this time of year, so I enjoy that aspect of it. Pretty low chances of rain in general out here, so that's good. You know, likely going to have your events on time and not have a rain delay, so yeah, probably the weather more than anything.
Any go-to restaurant or anything like that?
I can't say I have one yet, no. I haven't really talked to him about it, to be honest with you, so no, he hadn't.
Individual title aside, does this feel like the battle of the best teams since there's only two in it?
There's four.
Well, like Joe,
oh, two teams, I gotcha, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the four guys that are in it are four really good teams, and I feel like everybody's very capable of going to win on Sunday, so I'm just... For us, we're just focused on trying to go and put together a really solid weekend, like I've been saying, execute a good race and focus on getting our car driving like we want it.
Hendrick has one more race. Do you feel like you'll have an advantage over Joe Gibbs?
I feel like it's anybody's game this weekend.
Is there pressure, especially now that you're here, to defend your title?
No. My drive and will and want to go be successful is no different today and this weekend than it has ever been. I still want to go and achieve the ultimate goal. Whether you have one championship or 10, I think you still want to go and try to win just as a competitor.
What's this like a week of like prep-wise, especially back at the shop? Kyle was saying y'all maybe even spent more time together than during the regular season.
Yeah, I feel like our prep has been similar. I mean, just from a 9-team perspective, we haven't really done anything any different. So, we're just ready to go and excited to get the track tomorrow. Yeah, I keep up with it for sure. You know, I think it'll be a good battle. I feel like, when you get to this last race, I feel like it's kind of anybody's game, really, and that goes for all three series. I mean, you're one crash away from taking multiple guys out, right? And I think we've been pretty fortunate as a series and as a sport that we haven't seen that yet. But at some point down the road, that can happen. But I think it'll be a good battle for all four series, or all three series, I'm sorry. Talking about it, Kyle's been trying to talk me into it for a period of time, so we'll see. I think it'd be fun to do something different, you know, and to kind of, yeah, try to be more diverse and try new disciplines. So, yeah, I'd love to give it a shot, but we'll see. He's been telling me that, you know, I be good and you have fun and all those things. So we'll see. Get to this weekend first.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? That's how I feel.
Okay. Who's stopping you?
No one, really, I don't guess. Just a matter of kind of ironing out the details and whatnot.
Chase, by the end of the day Sunday, do you think having practice and qualifying will have played a difference in the championship?
No, I don't.
Do you think you look at it as an opportunity for you guys, or does it matter? You seem to have been good. You guys have been good either way.
I don't think it matters really at all. I mean, I don't think it has changed the results of any races over time. I feel like the teams who are good, the drivers who are good, who can adapt and make the right choices throughout an event are going to be rewarded and are likely going to be successful. And I don't think having practice and qualifying is going to really change that much.
Does it change the flow of the season since most of it has just race day?
A little bit. You know, traveling, you know, on a Wednesday versus a, you know, Friday or Saturday is different, you know. So a little bit from that standpoint logistically, but outside that, no. Yeah, I was at home and just probably excited and nervous like everybody else. You know, it's different when you sit there and you're a fan and you can't do anything about it. You know, I'm just watching, hoping for the best like everybody else, I guess, that as a Braves fan. But it was fun. I never experienced that. And love baseball. Love watching postseason baseball. When your team is a part of it, obviously, it's way more exciting. So it was a good run, and happy for all those guys.
How does it feel to be the fan of a champion? You don't get that. I mean, I'm from Maryland. I'm an Orioles fan. We haven't won since '83.
Yeah, well, that's even.
You get a feeling after your team wins. What was that?
Yeah. No, just a lot of very proud to be a fan, and proud of the way they did it too. You know, I don't think anybody really expected them to win, so it was really cool.
Yeah. Now you're in the championship. Georgia's doing well.
Yeah, well, the Braves got it done, so job's not done for the rest of us, but certainly have a great opportunity.
When did you get the game by after Martin?
It was probably like halfway through the game. It was pretty late.
Because tomorrow, I mean, the last seven championships, the champion had to win the race. I mean, is this a must-win tomorrow, and if so, why?
I mean, I think you're probably likely going to have to win the race to win the championship. I mean, that's the way it's been. At some point in time, I would say that might not be the case. You know, the right circumstances might lead to the champion not having to win the event, but you don't know until you kind of get going and see. But the way it's been so far, you know, the winner's won the deal, so likely will be the same.
The demeanor on this side of the room is a lot more calm than that side of the room. Why do you think that is? How do you keep yourself so much more calm than a lot of the other drivers?
I don't know. I just, like I've said, people have been saying here have heard me say this, but if it doesn't make us go any faster, I honestly don't care. And that's just kind of the way our group is. And we try to keep things really simple. And I'm just focused on what I feel like is going to make our car drive good and what I can do to have the best results on Sunday. And I consider that how I am. So whatever it is, that's what it is. And it's probably not going to change. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I feel like I've been surrounded by a lot of really, really good people and good racers over the years, and but more importantly, just good, genuine people to learn from, and folks who have their priorities in line, and you try to feed off those good examples when you have them in life, and I've been fortunate to have some good ones.
What's the biggest surprise you've seen this season? Win, lose, or draw tomorrow? Not necessarily the championship, but I mean, what surprised you most about this season? You look at your team or anybody else, actually.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I don't know. Has anything really been a big surprise?
Martin talked about the competition this season.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything stood out in your mind.
Yeah, nothing really stands out to me, honestly.
Can you compare this year to last year? We basically speed of the car, how you feel, the experience of having won a championship already, and how all that plays into what's going to happen on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think having gone through the motions last year, I feel like we learned a lot about ourselves and learned about, you know, what's important and how to perform in a big moment, I think is a nice thing you can carry with you forward. On the same token, we didn't have any of that experience last year, and it worked out okay. So I feel like for us, you know, we just dive into what matters, and the guy who goes the fastest and runs the best race and executes a good day on Sunday will be rewarded. And that's where our focus is.
Is it significant to you at all that you would be the first since Jimmy and only the second in this century to win back-to-back championships?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it, but, yeah, it'd be great. That's everyone's goal, and we're in a nice, you know, in a nice position to have an opportunity to go back-to-back. So proud to be here and excited to get going. You're probably gonna have to do them both. I mean, honestly, you know, I feel like most of the time you gotta be able to get going on the short run, but you also want your car to be balanced on the long run, and I think you can achieve both. So both would be my answer and my want.
Does winning last year give you a boost of confidence going into this weekend, or does that really not? Is last year completely different?
I feel like it's different in a lot of ways. Like I said earlier, I think you take those experiences and the some of the things you learned last year, and you try to apply them to better yourself now. However, it is a different year. You know, it's not last year, right? So you take what you can to better yourself, and outside that, it's a new weekend, a new opportunity, and a new time. No, I think just focusing on the right things. You know, it's a busy week. There's a lot going on. I think it's easy to let your mind stray from the things that really matter. And I think you got to stay honed in on what's going to make you go fast on Sunday. And if it's not that, it is irrelevant. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more. So that's all we're worried about.
In terms of performance, do you think that the balance between you four this year is closer than it was last year?
Well, I think it's anybody's game. I mean, I think, you know, anytime you get to that final four, I feel like it's anybody's game. So I feel like all four guys can be really fast, and you know, I think that'll be the case every year for as long as they do this.
Hey Chase, what about schedules? Like, do you know, like, we didn't have a whole lot of practice in qualifying this year. Do you like that? Do you think we need less practice going forward, or what's the perfect schedule for 2022?
Yeah, I mean, I think less practice for sure. I mean, I just don't see where it changes a whole lot. I mean, obviously having a new car is a little different. Yeah. But outside of that, if you have something and have a package that you've had for a period of time, I just don't see any need in wasting the time and money. I mean, I just don't see where it changes the event all that much. I don't think it changes at all, to be honest. I mean, I feel like typically the fastest guy ends up winning the race anyway. So I feel like 400 or 500 miles later, who cares? Typically works itself out in my experience. I don't know. I've just watched racing enough to know that the good drivers and good teams, when they get to a track that might be their strong suit or just have a really good weekend, wind up on top. And I just don't think it matters whether you practice for 10 hours or none. I don't think it's going to change who's good and who's not. I tend to agree. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I can count on one hand, probably less than one hand, that we showed up at the racetrack and we're really bad when we started, and we were really good in the race. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, Martin said the opposite, where he can count multiple times. He showed up not performing well. They worked on it, and then he won the race.
different mindsets, but hey, you know, it's just my opinion. Everybody's entitled to theirs.